While the Bush administration and much of Europe is focused on Iraq, there's growing anxiety this weekend over North Korea. Russia's defense minister said today North Korea is a potentially greater threat than Iraq and rejected calls for any military pressure on that country. And a leading Tokyo newspaper reported that the Japanese government has plans to mobilize its military in the face of a possible missile launch by Pyongyang. North Korea shocked the world when it tested a ballistic missile in 1998, and there are fears that it may do so again as the standoff with the U.S. deepens. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Seoul. Rob, why would the North Koreans choose this moment to test a missile?
Well, they would want to do it in order to get Washington's attention. North Korea is very, very worried that after the Iraqi issue is resolved, that Washington then wants to deal with North Korea and possibly to attack it. So the North Koreans are desperate to sit down and sign a non-aggression treaty with the United States. The way they're doing this is just to push the envelope a little bit. They started up their nuclear reactor that was mothballed in 1994. They started that up last week. And the possibility of launching a missile would be, once again, to say, look at us, Washington, we want to deal with you. Come on, let's sit down and talk.
Rob, both in the U.S. Congress and in South Korea, there's been concerns that Washington isn't listening hard enough to North Korea, that it isn't getting this message, no matter what the North Koreans do.
Well, I think that's exactly the case. And it's not just South Korea, it's the Japanese, it's the Chinese, and I think to some extent the Russians. All the countries in Northeast Asia here are worried about that, that the Bush administration is trying to put this off until after it's dealt with Iraq. The consequences of that are huge, because if the United States does not sit down and somehow strike an agreement with North Korea about re-mothballing this nuclear reactor, most of the experts on this issue feel that North Korea will have about half a dozen nuclear weapons within 6 to 9 months, with all the implications of that. They could sell them then to whoever they wanted, to rogue states, or, you know, conceivably to Al-Qaeda, who knows. So everybody here is saying, you've really got to focus on this, Washington, because this is a lot more serious than you seem to be suggesting.
Washington's been hoping that China would contain North Korea. President Bush called the Chinese President Jiang Zemin on Friday. What came of that?
Well, the Chinese have been saying all along that they want to help. They don't want to see nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. It's just that we don't really see much evidence of that. Now, certainly the Chinese style is not to do things very openly and not to talk to the press, certainly. But there is concern also that China doesn't really have as much influence as it used to. China, of course, has gone down a very different path from North Korea over the last 15 years and very much open to the world. So that communist brotherhood may not still be there. And also, it should be said, China wants to keep North Korea propped up. It doesn't want to see North Korea collapse. So there's actually a conflict of interest there with the Bush administration, certainly the hardliners in the administration who would actually like to see North Korea collapse.
The South Korean government has been rather split about what the Bush administration and North Korea are doing or not doing. What's the situation right now?
Well, the South Korean government is very much in a phase of transition. The outgoing president, Kim Dae-jung, was very much for engagement with North Korea. The incoming president, Noh Moo-hyun, is also in favor of the so-called sunshine policy of engaging North Korea. But there are a lot of people in the opposition party here who feel that the South Korean government should hang tough. They don't support this engagement. They feel you can't, what they call, appease North Korea. And so the whole political situation here is very much split. And I think the population are split on this. Although after 50 years of living with the threat from the North, I think I get the sense that the South Koreans are really quite, on the surface at least, they seem very calm about the whole situation. And there's actually been a lot more interest this week in the $63 million lottery that was drawn last night than there seems to be in any standoff with North Korea.
NPR's Rob Gifford speaking to us from Seoul. Thanks again, Rob.
Thanks, Jackie.